Hi, and welcome to Radio Gaga at Plenith FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Welcome to Radio Gaga on 104.6 FM. My name's Mel Jones and I'm joined today by Josh. How are you today, Josh?
Hi, everybody. What's up?
Josh, how did your weekend go?
It was okay. I didn't really do much. I just stayed home and started preparing myself for work and stuff again.
Because you're starting a new course soon, aren't you?
Oh, hopefully, yeah.
Well, we'll cover that later in the show. And I'll also tell you about my weekend as well. I went to a Scottish, they called it Cada. I thought it was Caluda or something, but it's called Cady. I won't spell it for you, but we'll also talk about on the show today some health issues that we're both facing. And we also have some Sia, Kesha and P. Diddy songs for you on the show. So sit back and relax. And up now we have Sia Chandelier.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, I push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Ring on my doorbell, I feel the love, I feel the love.
Tonight, on for tonight.
Hey, Al. You ready? Let's do it.
Definition of half man, half drugs, ass to clubs, bad boy, that's what's up, after bucks, crush crews after us, no games, we ain't laughing much, nothing but big things, check the hit list, how we twist it, what changed with the name, we still here, you're rocking with the best, don't worry if I write rhymes, I write checks, who's the boss, dudes is lost, don't think cause I'm iced out, I'ma cool off, who else but me, and if you don't feel me, that means you can't touch me, it's ugly. Trust me, get it right, dog. We ain't never left. We just moved in silence and rep to the death. It's official. I survived what I've been through. Y'all got drama. The saga continues.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't stop now. This is bad boy for life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
Hey, look, straight from the Harlem streets. I don't play y'all pussy down with the Harlem heat. All of a sudden, niggas got a problem with me. Black, what happened? They running around acting like the black don't care eat. And you know what?
What?
For some strange reason, I'm off of this medication, feeling deranged, meaning. We gotta put the word out.
Come on,
we ain't leaving. We trying to be rich before we don't stop breathing. Therefore,
what?
We kind of hustle lanes. Stay laying down our muscle game. Still turn niggas' dreams to flames. You got the wire? If not, I ain't saying no names. You soon expire. No pain. I feel remorse, but some causes. Me and Diddy are first racing Porsches with the big swing valve exhausted. On the cover of your vibes, double XLs and sauces, bitch.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere.
We can't stop now. This is bad boy for life. We ain't.
We ain't
going nowhere. We ain't.
Since the notorious, see everything still glorious. We still got warriors, still be the victorious. See, it's a lot of them, but it's more of us. Still got cash to blow, raps to flow. Still them cats to know, pack the flow, that's for sure. Bottles to pop, joints to rock, play the background, hand them a shot, hold them a Glock, money to get, cars to flip, bars to sit at and sip cognac with juice to drip, hold the seat, make sure they know when it's me. Drop that D, can't believe that I am C. Bad boy to the casket drop, gotta love it, place nothing above it, it's on like that. Don't believe we going like that, we're always gonna be here, be there, every motherfucker's here.
We ain't going nowhere, we ain't.
Ain't going away.
Can't stop now. This is bad boy for life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't stop now. This is bad boy for life. We ain't.
We ain't going nowhere.
Going nowhere.
We gonna stay right here.
We ain't.
Forever
nowhere.
And ever.
We can't stop now. This is bad boy for life. We ain't.
We ain't going nowhere.
Going nowhere.
We gon' stay right here.
We
ain't going nowhere.
We can't stop now.
We gon' stay right here.
For life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't stop now. Cause it's bad boy.
Josh, you've been experiencing some health well-being issues lately.
Yeah.
Are you able to talk about that? What's been going on?
I'm kind of nervous, but here goes nothing.
Yeah, what go on?
I was diagnosed with, I went to the doctors and I was diagnosed with epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had three big seizures and I have to now take medicine for my seizures, but I have to have a brain scan first.
Yes.
And a CT scan just to find out if my body can actually take it, because I'm still nervous about taking these meds because I don't even know how my body would react. Because there's different percussions of taking the medicine. Because number one, I could be allergic to them. And number two, if I do not take them, I could have seizures. So I have to, my brain has to deal with the fact that when I start taking my meds, that's going to have to get used to it. And I have to get, my thinking has to get used to it, because I don't know how it's gonna be, you know?
Oh, it's going to be a big adjustment, isn't it? Are you concerned that it will affect the things that you do daily, like getting up at a certain time or having to change your routine to what you're used to?
I don't know. I just wait and see what Heavenly Father wants me to do. And if I take the meds and He comes with me, follows me through the process, then, yeah, you know, because Heavenly Father's got my side at the moment, because I talked to Him the other night and I said to Him, look, I got to take some meds and I'm very scared. And I said to, and I just had a prayer and everything, because to tell you the truth, ladies and gentlemen, I am scared, because it's my first time actually taking medication. And I've taken medication before, but not for seizures. But the thing is that I'm very nervous because I have to take them for the rest of my life.
Well, that's a big undertaking, isn't it? Because if you're so used to going about your life and not having to rely on a prescription or substance that keeps you going,
yeah,
it is going to change a lot for you.
Yeah.
Have they told you what kind of benefits or solutions that will come out of it? It will actually help you?
Not really, but all they said was that I cannot drive a car for a year, which sucks big time.
Because you have been trying to get your learner's license. I mean, you've been studying.
And they reckon that I have to have someone on standby. If I end up taking the medication, I have to have someone on standby just when I go for a swim or something, just in case something happens.
Now, that would be a bit of a frustration for you, I imagine, Josh, because you're very independent.
Yeah. And I've always been independent, you know. I don't want medication to muck me up and change my ways of doing things, you know. But I got to do what I got to do, and I have to fight it no matter what. You got to be a strong person, and you got to fight no matter what happens to you. If you take meds, you got to take meds. But I don't know how I'm going to react to them. There's a difference between someone that takes meds for the rest of their life and there's someone that has a heart condition and takes meds.
Well, exactly. Well, you'll get used to it. And
I'll just take my body time just to get used to the fact of taking meds.
Well, just mentally too, just the adjustment in your head, just remembering to take it. I mean, if you're not used to that, even for myself, I have a bit of pressures in my eyes, and I don't know exactly what that means, but I know if I have too high pressures, that can lead to glaucoma, and glaucoma is not good for someone especially like me, because it can make me go totally blind, and I definitely do not want that, because I'm an independent woman too. So I need to take eye drops every night, and because taking them at night, I go to bed at all different times, so sometimes I forget to take them, and that's really not good. Even setting a reminder on my phone, I've tried that in the past too, and hasn't kept me accountable. But I think if I set a goal to just take it 1 month at a time and really keep myself accountable, I think I could really do it. And I'm also developing cataracts in both of my eyes too, so I've seen that a bit of my vision has gone a bit blurry. And I'm a little bit concerned about that too, because I have had a eye lens replacement in my eye, in my left eye before. So, I mean, although it wasn't traumatic and I was still able to do my schoolwork when I was a teenager when I got it, now that I'm working pretty much full time in all my jobs, I don't want to have to go through a surgery like that again.
Yeah, because when I was little, I used to be cross-eyed, and they did surgery to put my eyes straight so I can actually see forward, not side to side.
Yeah, so we need to think about how seriously we take our health and make it a priority. Like right now, my priorities are investing in my friends and in my work and in my family, and I should really prioritize my health.
The annoying thing about the doctor, she always asks me, are you okay? are you okay? Are you okay? And I just kept quiet because I was really upset, you know. Inside, yeah. I was angry, you know. I was hurting.
Well, of course, I think I would be too, because I imagine it came unexpectedly too. I mean, if you've had three seizures, you're just like, well, what's going on? And then you get this diagnosis, and it's like, oh shit, you know, how did I get to this point?
Yeah,
is it, you know? Did you think, is it my fault? Is it someone else's fault? I mean, I guess you didn't blame God or anything.
No, I didn't blame him. He doesn't deserve to be blamed. But the fact is that when I walked out of the doctor's room, I ended up crying. Like, I walked to the lift and started crying, and then my dad basically said to me, oh, the H word happens. And I was like, well, what? You know, it does actually can affect me. I don't know how my body will react to the meds. And that's the truth. I don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We can only have faith and hope, hey, Josh.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you updated on our health and well-being. And we'll play another song now to lift our spirits.
Please do. Because at the moment, I don't feel good.
We have DJ Khaled with Wild Thoughts.
Another one. Another one.
Best music. DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his red just like he came from Maytag. Rocket with sit on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down and out. Cause I can into things that I'm gonna do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Let's go.
I hope you know I'm for the taking. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
I heard that pussy for the taking. I heard it got these other niggas going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Fuck you till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that ass back, bouquet. Call me and I could get it too. Say, I could tell you gone off the goose.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Careful, mama, why would you say? You talking to me like a new babe. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe got her running like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Busted, why you got it on safety? White girl, red shit on brown. I probably shouldn't be around you. You get wild, wild, wild. You looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
When I told you.
When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
DJ Khaled.
Wow, wow, wow. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Cuff your chick. DJ A.
hell will.
All that bullshit's for the birds. You ain't nothing but a vulture. Always hoping for the worst. Waiting for me to fuck up. You'll regret the day when I find another girl, yeah. They know just what I need. Know just what I mean. When I tell her, keep it drama free. Whoa, whoa.
DJ Rockstar.
I know you're mad, but so what? I wish you best of luck. Now I'm finna throw them deuces up. I'm on some new sheet. I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. You make me wanna say, say bye-bye. Say, say bye-bye. Say bye-bye to her. Make me wanna say, say bye-bye. Say, say bye-bye. Say, say bye-bye.
Used to be Valentine's, together all the time. Thought it was true love, but you know women lie. It's like I sent my love with a text 2 times. Called cause I care, but I ain't getting no reply. Trying to see eye to eye, but it's like we both blind. Fuck it, let's hit the club, I rarely sit, but pour me some. Cause when it's all said and done, I ain't gonna be the one that she can always run to. I hate liars, fuck love, I'm tired of trying. My heart big, but it be quiet. I don't never feel like we vibing. Cause every time we alone, it's an awkward silence. So leave your keys on the kitchen counter. And give me back that ruby ring with the big diamond. Shit is over, what you tripping for? I don't wanna have to let you go. But baby, I think it's better if I let you know.
I'm on some new shit, I'm touching my deuces up to her. Moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. Make me wanna say, say bye bye. Say, say bye bye. Say, say bye bye. To her. Make me wanna say, say bye bye. Say, say bye bye. Say, say bye bye.
My shawty always on some bullshit like Chicago, so I flip that middle finger and the index finger follow. Deuces, we ain't got no future, and tomorrow I'm a dick, so it shouldn't be that hard to swallow. The other chick I'm with never complaining. She make me wanna leave the one I'm with, Usher Raymond. Probably didn't register, don't trip, later on it will. Shorty full of drama like gangster Grizzles. I finally noticed it, it finally hit me. Like Tina did Ike in the limo, it finally hit me. I got a new chick, and she ain't you. She Paula Patton thick, she give me deja vu. And all that attitude, I don't care about it. But all that shit I do for her, you gon' hear about it. Breezy rap, 2 up, 2 down, but I'm just putting 2 up, chucking up the deuce now.
I'm on some new sheet, I'm chucking my deuces up. I'm flowing, I'm on to something better, better,
baby.
No more trying to make it work. Make me wanna say, say bye bye, say, say bye bye, say, say bye bye to her. Make me wanna say, say bye bye, say, say bye bye, say, say bye bye.
You are now in tune with your wifey's favorite DJ, DJ Ill Will.
Chris Brown with Douches with Mel and Josh on Radio Gaga. Josh, have you ever been to a Scottish KD before?
No, I have never, but I've been to a place where they play the bagpipes and wear the Army Hollander uniform.
Gosh, and I know that you play bagpipes, so how long have you been doing that?
Well, I've stopped for a while, but I'm looking forward to going back to it again. It's been a... Yeah, because I just keep on moving and there's things that got in the way, but I found a one in Papakura, which is good.
Nice, okay. Well, I went to a Scottish KD, Burns Night, on Saturday night, and initially I went because I wanted to try haggis. So I tried haggis, and... Haggis is made up of lots of different lamb offal, so like lungs and liver and heart.
Blood.
And, well, that too. And it's basically just a mixture of spices and offal, and it kind of looks like a sausage. So we got to serve ourselves, and I served myself a little bit, and I thought, oh, that's a little bit pathetic, Melissa. You need to try more. So I put a bit more on my plate, and I also tried Swedes, which I had never tried before, and that was my favourite part of the meal. So yeah, I liked haggis, even though my brain didn't like the thought of it. And I also did some Scottish dancing and, country dancing. So you dance in groups and pairs and partners. And I went and talked to these two girls, because I went alone to the Cady, and I went up to two girls and said, hey, how are you going? How's your night going? Can I sit with you guys for a while? You know, have you been here to this sort of thing before? And they said, no, you know, come and sit with us. So I made good friends with them, and they danced for me too, because I didn't bring a date. And then on Sunday, I invited the two girls that I met on Saturday night to line dancing. So I've started line dancing too. And I found with line dancing, and even with the Scottish country dancing, there's a lot of instruction with it. So
yeah, there is.
Yeah, so I didn't have to be concerned about trying to look at someone far away on a stage and trying to copy what they were doing, because being visually impaired and short-sighted, that's one of the things that puts me off from going to events, especially dancing, because if I can't copy them, I look a bit like a fool. At least I'm standing in a corner.
Did you know that some of the Hollander girls that dance, they carry swords and they stick three swords, and they dance in between the swords on the floor, and then someone plays the bagpipes at the same time.
Oh, well, I haven't seen that before. Maybe I could try that one day. But yeah, I really enjoyed line dancing too, and I'll be going back, and I'm quite into my rockabilly 50s, 60s dancing, and people say I'm pretty good at that. And
yes,
what inspired me to do line dancing is because I was doing the Charleston, and I was just practicing that in my living room, and I thought, oh, there must be some kind of line dancing, stepping, upbeat kind of music that I can dance to, and maybe there's some classes out there. So I looked it up on the internet, and sure enough, there were. So I'm well underway to dancing my shoes off, and making a good life for myself this year, because my New Year's and Christmas went very good, and I just want to get out there and do a lot of fun things, new things, and meet new people too. And I was quite proud of myself for going up to these two girls and saying hello. So I encourage you to go out by yourself. Just make it a safe place. Have a time to go home and a plan, and go out by yourself and meet new people. Just say hello, and it's as simple as that. Doesn't need to be complicated.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank our sponsors, Renaissance Group, a supporting living provider in Auckland. And if you'd like to join Radio Gaga and Josh and I on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/Radio Gaga 104.6 FM. We'll leave you now with Kesha.
Till I walk in.
Downstairs.